And now, coming to you, Faith Walk Radio, with your host, Susan F. Rosario. So hold on to your seat, open your mind's eye, and get ready to hear powerful and encouraging scriptures to help you build your faith walk with the Lord. Now, without further ado, listen in to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello and welcome to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan Rosario. It's truly an honor and a blessing to share with you today scriptures to encourage you along your journey with Christ to help you build a stronger faith walk with the Lord. Title of the message today is Prayer Closet. Yes, prayer changes things. Prayer moves mountains. Prayer breaks chains of mental and spiritual bondage of stuff you've been dragging around your whole life. Day after day, year after year, prayer heals your mind, body, and soul. So, the biblical definition of prayer is a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God. So, you see, it's as simple as having a conversation with God. Yes. Closing yourself to the outside world, closing yourself to all those negative thoughts or thoughts about business and what people are doing or saying or not doing or saying, closing yourself out to the world and alone with just you and God. Just that simple. It's like having a conversation with your best friend in the whole world. When you go to your best friend, you know that their ears are open attentively. They're listening to you. They're giving you their thoughts on the matter. And you're considering everything they're saying because why? You trust them. Because they have your best interest at heart, right? Same thing with talking to God. Going into your prayer closet, cutting yourself off from everything that takes your mind and your heart and your spirit to a place where it gets distracted. So again, the biblical definition of prayer, a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God. And scripture tells us to make our requests known to God. And how do we do that? Well, I'll tell you what Paul says in Philippians 4. That's Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 9. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are of pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the peace of God will be with you. Wonderful scriptures to meditate on in your quiet time, and I hope they will change your life as they did mine. If you are just tuning in to Faith Walk Radio, my name is Susan Rosario. Title of the message today is Prayer Closet. Finding that quiet alone time with God every single day will bless your life forever and bless those around you. So yes, setting up, folks, a daily alone time to spend and talk to God keeps stuff away, right? We all want to do that. Keep all that stuff away. Because people who have a consistent prayer life, a personal alone time with God, no longer pray for prosperity because they live in prosperity. Because once you figure out how it works for you all the time. Why? Because the more you pray, the more you see yourself and the more you see your faults, the less you ask God for and the more you praise and worship Him just for saving your soul, just for waking you up in the morning, just for blessing you with the life you already have. Amen? It can always be worse, right? And when I talk about prosperity, I'm not always referring to money or materialistic things because prosperity can be in the knowledge of all things God, love, joy, peace, and on and on and on. So today I hope I shed some light on how important it is to have a personal one-on-one prayer time with God every single day. No exceptions. I've got great scriptures to talk about today. Again, the title of the message today is Prayer Closet. And from my experience, folks, prayer changes things. It changes the outcome of things, changes the course of things. More importantly, it changes you. That's always good, right? Changes how you see your life and gives you peace in those issues that seem to haunt you every day. So God's given us everything we need, which is the blueprint, the Bible, in order to overcome all this stuff, right? The scripture tells us that we have the power to destroy stuff when we pray. Yes, it moves mountains from here to there. Matthew 17, 20 and 21 tells us this very thing. And it says this, when asked by the disciples, Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Period. So as I talk about moving mountains today, goes right along with moving mountains of stuff. Yesterday's stuff, last year's stuff, 20 years ago stuff, other people's stuff. And I keep saying stuff, folks, because it's just that. It's junk, distractions, hangups, those matters in your life that just don't matter. It's the stuff that makes your life an emotional mess, which gives birth to a certain way of life, a mindset. If you're not careful, your mind takes you from just accepting things the way they are, you know? You don't want to tell yourself, well, I'm just going to accept things the way they are. If God was going to change it, he would have changed it by now. So this must be what God wants for my life. So you go right on, leaving everything up to God, asking him to take it all away. Please, please, Lord, take it all away. I don't want this stuff anymore, Lord. Leaving all your stuff for God to fix. All the stuff he never wanted you to have in the first place. So you just give it to him. You know, although the scripture does tell us to do that, cast our cares on him. But God doesn't want us to have repeated situations day after day, month after month, year after year. We're still repeating the same offenses. So folks, let me move on into the main message here. Before I move on, I just have to say this as a footnote. Keep it in the back of your mind as I go on and I share these scriptures and hopefully ministering to your heart. Take note that some things just have to work themselves out. Yes, time heals things and situations. We just have to exercise our patience and faith in God. Amen? So here's my suggestion for you today. You ready? To get rid of the stuff, the old emotional baggage stuff, is to change what you do. Because changing what you do changes what you get. Make better choices. So to get different results, a different outcome of situations, is to change what you do, what you say, how you perceive things to be. And I say that because if you're praying to God for change, but you yourself are not changing what you do in your life to get better results, then nothing will change, right? Can I get an amen to that? Not at all. Nothing will change. And all that stuff, those issues in your life get recycled. You go from one bad situation to another situation to having no situations working in your favor. I mean, I thought about this as the Lord was giving me this message today. I thought about it. I mean, I have to confess myself. I wish I could pray and bam, there it is. All my prayers came true on the spot. I mean, I know it's not going to happen. Could, if God is willing. Most times it doesn't because it's a lesson in life. God has to continue to grow us in his word, to trust us. So, you know, I wish it was that simple, folks, but it's not. It's things we have to do to condition our mind and our heart in order to stay spiritually connected to God in all things. I'm talking about prayer today, but the same thing applies to walking in unforgiveness, to walking in love, to walking in peace, to overcoming fear and anxiety and depression. So before I get too way off of the message here, the bam, there it is, prayer, every time you pray happens, doesn't happen. Folks, just because you pray for something doesn't mean God will automatically answer it right then. I know we get very emotional and dramatic and we fall on our knees crying in prayer saying, Lord, help me. But folks, I have to say, falling on your knees praying for stuff, all the mess in your life doesn't necessarily get you out of the mess you're in. I mean, as I said, I wish. I mean, life would be wonderful. Just pray, Lord, here it is, bam. There you go, Susan. It's like ordering something at a restaurant. There you go. And it's delivered. The prayers just boom right there. No accountability for my actions whatsoever. Not going to happen. So no, folks, falling on your knees for new beginnings in your life doesn't actually get you out of the mess, because there's lessons in the mess sometime, truly. If certain people or situations cause you to stay in a repeated loop year after year, then you have to change what you are doing that caused that loop. Why? Because before you fall on your knees in prayer, folks, you have to make sure that your prayer is only to do the will of God, that your heart is sincere and in the right place with God. You see, personally, my belief is that God answers prayer in His perfect time. And when your prayer is answered, it will be perfect timing. So the key is to have a consistent prayer life with God. When you pray in desperation, I'll say, the Lord is there. He hears you. He is always there. And at those moments in your prayer, He will determine if you are ready for the prayer to be answered. You see, some things will destroy you or our relationship with God if He gave you everything you asked for in prayer. You know, the scripture tells us, God examines the heart, He searches the mind, and He rewards us according to our doings. So where is your heart, folks? Where is your mind? Where is your spirit? Is it connected to Him in prayer? No matter what you get today, tomorrow, next week, next year, are you still going to worship Him, and are you still going to serve Him even if He doesn't answer the prayer when you want it answered? Folks, God knows what's best for you. He's just not going to give you something that's going to destroy your relationship with Him. I've seen it many, many times. People become right with God. You know, they read their Bible. When you see them, they've always got an encouraging word to tell you. And they're at church and they're at their study groups and they're just praising God. And God has come through for them. And they've financially been blessed with so many materialistic things that they've always wanted. And then you see them 2 years later, back at square one, back at the stop sign, where the Lord says, stop. And according to the desires of your heart, you are not ready once again. You follow me? So keep in mind, when you are desperate for a prayer to be answered, know that God doesn't always do desperate. God does consistent. Yes, God doesn't always do desperate. Oh, God, please, if you don't do this right this moment, I'm just going to die. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know, God, if I'm going to make it to the next minute. Folks, consistent time with God is what keeps everything negative out of your mind. And if it doesn't get in your mind, it can't control your life. So yes, I believe that your prayer closet is the key that unlocks healing in every aspect of your life. Healing in deep-rooted stuff that has not only taken root over multiple times in unrelated issues, but has grown into the biggest stumbling block in your life. You. Yes, the biggest stumbling block in your life is you. So always remember, a consistent prayer life is essential to living in the Spirit, not just a few times a week, but the goal is every minute of the day. Amen? So in saying that, remember Philippians 4:6-9, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are pure, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. These things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. So if you have just tuned in and you're feeling down and out and you're not sure which door to go through, one says the world and the other says God, take a moment, settle down, find a quiet spot and pray to the Lord and ask Him for guidance and insights into your life and into those situations. And folks, He has never failed yet. You just have to be open to receive the message. You may not agree with it. You may want it now and not tomorrow, next year, or the year after, or 10 years from now. But God knows what's best for you. And if you are truly seeking after the truth through the word of Jesus Christ, you will find it. And he will give you the wisdom and the discernment you need to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. I can tell you, folks, what has worked for me. And that is when you set aside time every day for just you and God to worship and thank him for what he has already done. As I said a minute ago, maybe cry, talk about your issues in life, make your requests known to him. Because when you make your requests known to him, you are actually growing in God, growing in his knowledge and wisdom, growing in his peace that surpasses all understanding. Why? Because when you draw near to God, he draws near to you. And what happens when you are on the same page with God? Well, I'll tell you this. It's where you can be most spiritually connected to God. So the stuff no longer has power in your life. The anger, the fear, the anxiety, worldly thoughts that cause you to act out, causing more and more setbacks in your life, day after day after day, becomes easier to deal with. It's like no surprises. Oh, Lord, I've had so much prayer time with you. Oh, I know what that distraction is. Oh, I know what the devil's trying to do there. Oh, I'm not going to do this, or I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to think this, but I'm going to do this because I know that God is giving me peace in all these situations. Again, so Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Folks, the mountain will obey you. When you come at your stuff with the power of God, the mountains obey you. If you say to this mountain, move from here to there, it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Two things you got to do, folks. Pray and fast your way out of those loops that always seem to find their way back into your mind and actions. Yes, two things you got to do. Pray and fast your way out of loops that always seem to find their way back into your mind. Folks, begin to just thank the Lord and praise him and thank him for what he's already done. I'm sure everyone listening to the show today can honestly say, the Lord has brought me through something. And if your prayer is not answered today, guess what? You have that something in your past that you have overcome that you can say, Lord, I know if you did it then, you will do it again. So Lord, help me change my heart. Lord, help me change my mind. Lord, help me change the desires of my heart, oh God. Help me stay spiritually connected to you, oh God. Help me forgive. Help me have joy and peace, oh God. Help me, Lord, through all of this stuff, oh God, that only you can carry for me. Folks, when you stay in that space, in time with God, there is absolutely nothing that he won't do for you. I will be right back after these announcements.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hello, San Diego. This is Susan Rosario. I am proud to announce to the San Diego community of family, friends, and Christian brothers and sisters, the Faith Walk Foundation will be feeding the hungry. This is exciting news, folks, and exactly what the Lord has laid on our heart to do. Beginning May 2017, the Faith Walk Foundation will feed hundreds of working class families in selected locations throughout San Diego County. As you know, this takes finances as well as resources to make it happen. And I need your help. If you are interested in teaming up in donating or lending a helping hand, I want to talk to you. Contact me today at info@faithwalkradio.com. That's info@faithwalkradio.com. Come take a faith walk with me and help us feed the hungry in San Diego County. 100% of all donations will aid and support the hungry in San Diego County.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, host of the Faith Walk Show. I hope you are staying encouraged and building your faith walk with the Lord every day. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. So in saying that, folks, if you have a Faith Walk inspirational story you would like to share with me so that I can share with the world right here on this show and on my website, feel free to email me at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Share your Faith Walk inspirational story today. You never know. You might be the story selected to spotlight, to encourage, and let people know that God is still working things out in the lives of people all over the world. Again, email me your Faith Walk inspirational story today at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Also, if you are in need of prayer and encouragement, also feel free to email me, write me, or give me a call. Go to my website, faithwalkradio.com. There's more information for you there. That's faithwalkradio.com. Now, back to the show. As we continue to talk about faith and building your faith foundation.
Now, back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, I am back. It has been both a blessing and a celebration in the Word today. I've been sharing powerful scriptures on how important it is to stay spiritually connected to God and pray like never before. Why? Because prayer changes things. Prayer helps calm you down and gives you peace. Also, the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. True story. Pray without ceasing. That means you have to pray continuously every day, all day. Lord, I just thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for the parking space, oh God. Thank you for helping me forgive this person, Lord. I didn't think it was possible 30 days ago, but through my prayer time, you gave me peace about it, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for my boss not getting on my back today. Thank you, God. Thank you that I have food on my table. Thank you for that check that came in the mail. Thank you for healing my mother. Thank you that the repairs on my house is going to be a fraction of the cost I thought it would be. Thank you, God, for giving me peace about this one situation in my life. Thank you, God. Thank you. You see, it's possible to pray without ceasing. And let me give you the scripture. If you don't believe me, study 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. See, there you have it. It is possible to pray without ceasing. You're just giving thanks to God all day long. And I truly believe when we stay in that spirit, it changes what we think, what we say, and how we act. Amen? If you are just tuning in to Faith Walk Radio, my name is Susan Rosario. The title of the message today is Prayer Closet. And I'm assuming you've heard the expression prayer closet. I have. It's an expression I use often. And God laid it on my heart to share with you today how closing the door to all outside influences at least once a day, folks, just to spend quality time in prayer with God, is a deal changer on all fronts. Yes. Prayer changes things, folks. Prayer changes things. More importantly, it changes you. Also, I mentioned at the top of the message, God doesn't always do desperate. No, God doesn't always do desperate. God does consistent. And what I mean by that is God wants us to have a consistent prayer life with Him. I believe so that He can shut us up sometimes with all the complaining and worrying we do. So, if we come to Him every single day and pray, and then shut up and listen to what He's saying after we pray. He's going to tell you what He thinks after that. He's right there with you. Just listen. After you pray and you're filled with the Spirit, just listen to what the Lord says. Amen? So, He doesn't always do desperate. He does consistent. He wants to have a conversation with you every single day to give you a peaceful spirit and a place you can go and feel 100% safe. And that's for sure. Again, before I go, let me read 1 Thessalonians again, chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. And that scripture says it all, and it sums up my entire message today. Write it down. Read it every day if you have to. Let the words of God minister to your heart, your mind, and your soul. I've had a wonderful time sharing the word of God with you today. My show has come to an end. I do have a final thought of the day, but before I give you that, if you missed this message at the top of the show, no worries. Feel free to go to my website any time of the day or night, download this message, and the title is Prayer Closet, as well as a bunch of other messages there. You can download it for free of charge, even the music, free of charge. Pass it out to your family, friends, neighbors. Help me spread the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ. I can't do it without you. Now to my final thought of the day, and my final thought of the day is this. To be Christ-led is to be God-conscious and to do the right thing every moment of the day. So when you do the right thing, the God thing, every moment of the day, that's when prayer changes things and situations and alters things and situations, because God is the one who gives out rewards. So are you working towards your rewards, or is your prayers going on deaf ears? I'll let you be the judge of that. As always, my signature goodbye. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed. Feel free to go to www.faithwalkradio.com. That's www.faithwalkradio.com. Goodbye, and God bless you all.
Nothing can shake me.
Listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.